This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. America's top military officer says he made a mistake last week in accompanying President Donald Trump on a walk through a Washington park that had been cleared of largely peaceful protesters. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley was in his combat uniform as he walked with the presidential entourage through Lafayette Park shortly after authorities used force to clear it. In remarks to a National Defense University commencement ceremony, Milley says, "I should not have been there," saying his presence created a perception of the military being involved in domestic politics.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from. And I sincerely hope we all can learn from it.
Milley's statement risks backlash from a president sensitive to any perceived criticism of events he staged. The Pentagon's relations with the White House are tense after a disagreement over the president's threat to use active duty troops to tamp down civil unrest. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration is authorizing economic sanctions and travel restrictions against international criminal court workers directly involved in investigating American troops and intelligence officials for possible war crimes in Afghanistan. The executive order, authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, will block financial assets within U.S. jurisdiction of court personnel who directly engage in investigating, harassing, or detaining U.S. personnel.
The ICC cannot subject Americans to arrest, prosecution, and jail. The U.S. is not a party to the Rome Statute that created the ICC, and even if a prosecution were to proceed, it would make a mockery of due process.
The United States has never been a member of the ICC, primarily because of concern over political prosecutions of U.S. military personnel. This is VOA News.